good evening, Frilich and Chanukah. So I wanted to first discuss one new point, something we did not discuss at all last week, with regards to not just Hilchos Chanukah, but it's very much related to a shaila in Brachos and Chanukah. And the question is, or the discussion is the following. We know that one could have someone else light the Chanukah menorah, the Chanukah candles, for him on his behalf, as long as that person lights it in his home. In other words, let's say Reuven is not going to be home. Just a question. There are a lot of questions like this come up. Reuven is not going to be home during the time for lighting Chanukah menorah. So one of his options is to have somebody else go into his house and light for him. Reuven can't light anywhere else other than his own home. I'm talking about he's in town. He's just, let's say, he's at a chasana or at a Chanukah party or whatever it may be. So when he would like to do the mitzvah, one of the reasons is because before doing the mitzvah, he's not supposed to eat. And in general, the mitzvah should be done as soon as it can. So if he knows he's not going to be home till much later at night, so one of the options he has is to send someone else to go light for him, but in his house. It has to be lit in his house. So the question is, if you do that, can that person recite the brachos when he lights the candles? Can he recite the brachos or not?
What's the problem if he comes home later that night?
Sorry, again?
What would be the problem if he came home later that night?
You mean, why can't he just do it himself?
Yeah.
Well, he possibly could, except that, first of all, as I said, maybe he wants to eat in the meantime. And in order to eat before doing the mitzvah, once it's the zman, or even close to the zman, he'd have to appoint a shaliach, or, you know, set up some sort of reminder system. And it's better to fulfill the mitzvah than to rely on a shaliach.
Setting alarms for that works.
It works as long as the alarm is something that you'll respond to and you know what it's about, yes. But even so, it's better to fulfill the mitzvah before, you know, than relying on a shliach. And in general, some say it's better bechlal to have the mitzvah be done bizmano. There's a lechatchil zman for Neros Chanukah. Now, okay, there are many different shittas. What is that zman? But everyone agrees there's a zman lechatchila. Now, with chutz la'aretz, we're not so makpid on this man, because since the ikar hadlak is for the bnei bayis, for the people inside the house, so as long as somebody's up inside the house besides you yourself, so we're not so makpid. You could light later, but there is still an inyan to light this man, and some would prefer to even have the mitzvah be done through a shaliach, rather, even though it's a mitzvah bo yosef bishulucho, but this is sad that it's better to have a shaliach light at the right zman than for you to light at the latest man. Or especially, let's say the person lives by himself and he's coming home real late at night, very late at night, and he anticipates nobody's going to be up in the house, or if he lives by himself, nobody's in the house other than him, and there's nobody in the street anymore. It's past hours. Nobody's walking in the streets. There's no Pesuminisa. In that case, the Mishnah Berurah's shita is that you can't light with the bracha anymore. You can only light with the bracha, even though you're lighting indoors. You can only light with the bracha, kol zaman. There are people, at least somebody's going to see it. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says if there are people at home sleeping, you should wake somebody up in order to be mekayem Pesuminisa. But let's say that's not an option, either because it's just not an option, or because there's nobody home, it's not an option, and there's no one in the street. So he's going to come back late at night, it's going to be too late to light with the bracha. Now there are those that are cholik in the Mishnah Berurah and say Rav Moshe helps us that way, and others that you could still light with the bracha even if nobody's going to see it, but definitely at least the Shaila, the Mishnah Berurah.
And do non-Jews count
towards
Pesuminisa?
No, it has to be in front of Yehuda.
So we live in the middle of a very busy area, but if he's the only Jewish person there.
Right. Then they still has it problem.
Can they see it over a phone?
You see it over a phone. Video conferencing. Zoom. Zoom your Neros. Very good question. I mean, we say hearing the brachas, hearing a bracha or a megillah over the phone is a major discussion in post-game. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has this famous tshuva in Michel Shlomo that he says it's worthless. You hear Abdullah over the phone, you heard nothing. Megillah over the phone, you heard nothing. Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish weren't so convinced. that it's nothing. But whatever, everyone agrees it's nothing. Okay, but here, you're seeing it. You're seeing it over the... Is that Pesume Nisa? Because I'm sure it's discussed every day. They do discuss using video cameras for all sorts of things, for where you need hashkacha on something, like for Chalav Yisrael. If you don't have a Jew watching the milking in person, but he's watching it over a video camera, or you have to discuss if Dine Torah are done by video conferencing type of thing, Zoom and whatever, Skype, techniques that's done, even though it has, the Bali didn't have to be there, but so they're there. So a lot of things. So maybe you could. That's an interesting thing. So you can call somebody in a different time zone who's awake or something. Okay, I'll call upon him. This person wants to light he wants to send the shliach to light his menorah. So there's a Bach who says, in the name of Rishonim, in the name of Rav Chaim Or Zorua, and other Rishonim, the Shilta Giborim brings this as well, earlier than the Bach, of course, that says that a shaliach who lights the candles on behalf of the balabas could recite the brachas, provided he's in the presence of the balabayas, provided the balabayas is home. Now, if the balabayas is home, so why are you having a shaliach light? Well, sometimes people do that. A common case they bring in the Sfarim, and I tell you the truth, somebody called me on Sunday with that exact question, which the Sfarim say. Somebody called me, his mother is unfortunately an almana. His father passed away a few years ago, tragically. And his mother is, she's not so comfortable lighting the kids. One of the things that her husband always did. And so she called, asked one of her married son, if, could he come over? He lives in the same city, but in his own house. He's married, his own family. Could he come over and light her candles for her in her house? And she'll be there. But she'd rather her son light than she light. So that case, yes, that everyone agrees that he can go and he can light and with a bracha, because when the balabas, or in this case the balas habayis, is there hearing the brachos, so then there's the din of shomea ka'ona. Shomea ka'ona, it's they hear me say, when I say a bracha, or I say kiddush or avdallah, and somebody else hears and has a mind to be yotzei, it's like he said it. Shomea ka'ona is like he said it.
He can say it again for his family?
Yes, and then he can do it again when he goes home and lights for his family, yes, because that's his mitzvah in his house.
Women are
chayiv, absolutely. Women are chayiv just as much as men. Now, typically, when you have a married couple, so the husband does it, and it's mostly his wife. If, let's say, the husband's not home at the time, so that's another case where if the wife's home at this moment and the husband's not, in some places, the wife will light if that's what they decide upon. But the wife is just as chayiv as the man. And if a woman's living alone, she's 100% chayiv in the mitzvah. It's just a man. They were involved, the women were involved in the Nes of Chanukah as much as men. And the Nes was even Nasa, partially part of the Nes. It was Nasa's Aydei Nashim, Aydei Isha. Okay, so if the balabayas who you're lighting for is there, you can definitely make the bracha. All the brachas that, one, two or three brachas, whatever it is, you can definitely do that. But the Bach says, but the implication, the Diyuk is, but if he's not there, and like the first cases I gave you, the balabayas is not home, and he asked me to please go light in his home for him, then the implication is the clear diyuk from the Bachas and the Rachas Ruah. I think it could be the Rachas Ruah says even clearly you can't make the bracha. So the question is, why not? By many mitzvahs, it says the opposite. If you make a shaliach to do the mitzvah for you, he makes the bracha. Let's say bedikas chametz. You, if for whatever reason you are not going to be home to do the mitzvah of bedikas chametz for yourself, so you can make a shaliach to be bodik your chametz for you, and you can make a bracha. Like, let's say a person leaves town before the night of bedikas chametz, so one option is he does the bedikah himself beforehand, and then we're knowing not to make a bracha, though, if it's not the night of the 14th, the night of Erev Pesach. But the other option, if you could find somebody who's willing to be bodik your home for you, and it's not the easiest thing to ask somebody, especially if he himself has his own house to do. But if you find a shaliach, memana a shaliach, pay somebody, whatever, but even without paying, memana shaliach to be bodik chametz for you, then he could do it and make the brachas. So, or a person puts up a mezuzah for you, says the Rambam, makes the bracha. You don't have to be there. You don't have to be there when he does the mitzvah, makes the bracha. So why is it different? By Ner Chanukah, the Bach says, and the Rishonim before, and the Shulchan Gemara, and the Harzarua says, Marach Harzarua says, that he doesn't make a bracha, the Shliach doesn't make a bracha, the Baal Bai is not there.
It's on the house.
Okay, so but
where's he has to
be to listen to it. But which case is
by Chanukah, he has to hear it. He has to can't daven for me, you can't like, see it for him.
Okay, so good, you're on to something. You're on to something. But let's be honest, I mean by Chanukah also the din is there you have to light in your house. If you don't have a house, the pshuta shadavar, you can't light. You have, say a person, Rosh Hashanah has a shiloh about that. I'll say a person mamash lives in the street, maybe could light. But the simple understanding is that if you definitely have to light in your house when you have a house, right? Where you live in the pshuta, if you don't have a house, meaning no, you don't live anywhere. A person who's a nomad or whatever, and homeless. He does, but literally, he doesn't. But not lavlik there. First of all, I mean that's says a bracha just on the bracha sadah. That's a different Indian. Like, but the mitzvah halakha is in your house, right? That's not mitzvah halakha. The mitzvah halakha is in your house. The mashal, let's say someone taka saw the neros, and he made the brachas. He and then all of a sudden he gets a message. You just won a house in a Chinese auction. Chinese auction, they're raffling off a house. House in North Miami Beach, simple $800,000 prize. And you put in a $25 ticket, you won. You won a house in the corner of Northeast, whatever. $800,000 house, it's yours. Available immediately for occupancy. So you go, you still have to do the mitzvah, right? You have to do the mitzvah that night. Probably can't say Shas and Isim over in general. But you, okay. But you have the mitzvah to do. So, what you're saying is good. So the Yad Ephraim, who is the great Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius, who many Sfarim in Halacha, Yad Ephraim is a bear on the Shulchan Aruch. He also wrote Shas Tshuvas Beis Ephraim, and he wrote the Mate Ephraim on Hilchas Yomim Naram and Sukkos, and the Shari Ephraim in Kriyas HaTorah, and many other and other fine chiburim. So the Yad Ephraim of the Shulchan Aruch, he wants to say like this, that the difference is really like you're saying. That difference is between a mitzvah that the person's chayiv no matter what, and a mitzvah that he's not chayiv. It's totally it's totally on the chafetz. Meaning to say like this, by let's say he gives an example, trumas and maisers. If you have fruits that you grew in Eretz Yisrael and the truma has to be separated, so you can make a shliach. You don't have to do it yourself, Dafka. You can make a shliach. Shluch ha-shalad and kamos. So he is your shliach, because nobody can take trumas from your thing without your rishus. But if I make him a shliach, so shluch ha-shalad and kamos. So he takes off the truma and he makes a bracha. Now there's no chiyum on me to take trumas and maisus. I just happen to have paris that need trumas and maisus. But mela, because I have a chefta that need trumas and maisus taken, so I have a mitzvah and I can make a shliach to do the mitzvah for me. Or the same thing by mezuzah. I own a house. So since I own a house, I don't have, nobody has be'etzem achiyah mezuzah. You don't walk around, you're not born, or when you turn 13, you don't have one of the mitzvahs you have to fulfill is mitzvah mezuzah. You have a house, and you're dwelling. So since you're dwelling in a house, you have the schayv and mezuzah. So you can make a shliach to put up the mezuzah for you. But, and the same thing by b'dikas chametz. But by Chanukah, he says it's more like hanachas tefillin. A person has to put tefillin on his arm. It's not circumstantial, situational. Every male Jew, once he's of age, is chayiv and mitzvah tefillin. So if you ask somebody else to put tefillin on you, let's say a person, God forbid, is a chayil or whatever it is, or an elderly person, he has someone else help him put the tefillin on him, but it's his mitzvah. The other person is not a shaliach, right? You can't make a shaliach to put on tefillin for you, like on his arm. That's worthless. So even if you make a shaliach to put tefillin on your body, on your arm, it's your mitzvah. He's not a shaliach. He doesn't have the rules of shlichus. He's just doing what we call a ma'isakof. He's just doing the action which you have trouble doing. So he's assisting you by doing that, but he's putting the tefillin on you. It's totally your mitzvah. He's not a shaliach. So here too, he says by Ner Chanukah, it's also not shlichus. The person who lights the candles for you is not your shaliach. The chiyuv is on you. A person has a chiyuv to put on, to light Hanukkah candles. Now, even though we said, but if he doesn't have a house, he has no mitzvah. Well, if God forbid a person doesn't have an arm, he also doesn't put on tefillin. But it's not because, like, he doesn't have the mitzvah. He's not chayiv in the mitzvah of etzim. He is. He's just onus. He's an onus. He doesn't. He can't. Just like if he doesn't have tefillin, he can't get tefillin. So he can't put on tefillin. He's not really potter be'etzim. He's just onus. Right? Onus means his circumstances beyond his control. So if he has no arm, God forbid, so he has no mitzvah to put on tefillin because he doesn't have an arm to put tefillin on. So same thing, if a person has a bias, then he has no mitzvah to light Chanukah candles because he doesn't have a bias. What the mitzvah is to light in the bias. He doesn't have a bias. So b'meila, he doesn't have the mitzvah. But when he has a bias, so the chiv, he is mechuyev in the mitzvah, and another he doesn't even have to do it personally. He just has the mitzvahs to see to it that it gets done. Just like the mitzvahs to make sure tefillin gets wrapped around your arm. You don't have to do the mice of wrapping. It just has to be wrapped around your arm. But it's not the mice of wrapping it, of tying it on your arm. You just have to arrange that the tefillin get put on your arm and on your head, and that's the mitzvah. So here to buy Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah is see to it that Ner Chanukah gets lit in your home by a Jew who's a Bar Chiyuv. He can't have a real monkey lighted, or you know, or a person that's not chayiv in the mitzvah at all. It has to be a Bar Chiyuv. But the mitzvah is just to make sure that there's a ma'aseh hadlaka done by a Bar Chiyuv in your home. So when you arrange for someone else to light, it's your mitzvah. It's not his. He's not a shaliach. It's not shalucho shaladim kamoso, that he's my shaliach, and it's as if I did it. I did do it. By arranging, I just have to arrange for it to be lit by the proper person, and that's what I did. So it's my mitzvah. So Mimel says the Ephraim, that's why he can't make the bracha, because he's not doing the Maisa Mitzvah. I'm doing the Maisa Mitzvah. He's just the guy putting the tefillin on my arm. So I would make the bracha. Okay, in that case, he's obviously doing it in front of you. So once he's doing it in front of you, technically he can make the bracha because you could be osigam shomei ha'kona. Just like he can make kiddush for you if you're there. I can't ask a person, you know what, do me a favor, I ran out of wine. When you go home tonight, can you make kiddush for me? But you're not going to, I won't be there. You know, you make kiddush in your house for me. That doesn't work. If he's in my house, that's shomei ha'kona. So same thing by tefillin. He can make the bracha because I'm there, shomei ha'kona. But if I wouldn't be listening, he can't just make the bracha, right? He can make the bracha. It's not his, he's not my shaliach to do the mitzvah. He's my helper who's bringing about that I'm doing the mitzvah. As opposed to by bedikas chametz, it's not that way. Bedikas chametz, it's not like, well, everybody has to check for chametz. If you don't have a house, so you're potter. It's like you don't have an arm, you can't put it to... That's not true. You only have a chiv to check for chametz if you have a house. If you don't have a house, the mitzvah doesn't begin, right? By Chanukah, the mitzvah begins on the person. The house is just the way to do it. Just like you need oil and wicks or candles, so you need a house to do it in. But by bedikas chametz, it's not like, I really have a mitzvah to check for chametz, I just don't have a house. So it would be a mitzvah for me to buy a house. Like, that's not true. If you don't have a house, you don't have a mitzvah. You only have to check the chametz in your house. If there's no house, there's no mitzvah. So Mimela there, when I appoint someone else to do it, he's my shaliach. He's doing the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah on me that I have to get it done. I just, like I said, because I own a house, it has to be checked. So I make a shaliach to check it. So Mimela, that's what the Azura is saying. Mimela, to be able to make the bracha, he's got to be my shaliach, whose mom is doing the mitzvah instead of me, rather than being a person who's just assisting me in fulfilling the mitzvah. That's what he said. So that's how he explains the bach. So
that's the Yad Ephraim.
That's how he explains the bach and the Ozeru. And they bring from the Shlomo Zarabach, also the Micha Shlomo says this explanation. So according to that would say, okay, so then we'd say, fine. So if you do make a shaliach, you can't make the brachas. If you're not there, nobody's home, you can't make the brachas, which would be already maybe a reason not to rush and do it that way. L'maisa, a number of gedolim, as much as we spent, you know, time and energy explaining this, a number of gedolim still don't accept this. And they have difficulty in saying, because even if agree to the chilek and lamdus, that it's true that there's a difference between this mitzvah is my mitzvah, which he's simply helping me accomplish. In the other case, it's not. It's just a mitzvah. I'm the one who's responsible to get it done. But the ma'aseh mitzvah, I could delegate to someone else, like separating shum or checking for chametz or putting up a mezuzah in my house also, right? I don't walk around with a chiyuv to put up a mezuzah. If I have a house, which I'm living in, I have to put up a mezuzah. But so so it might be true that those mitzvahs are different than Chanukah or Tefillin, but even so, why does that mean he can't make a bracha? Just because it's my mitzvah, but just like I don't have to do that ma'isa mitzvah, somebody else could do the ma'isa mitzvah and I get the credit. So why can't the bracha go along there? Why can't I have him make the bracha too and I get the credit? So for example, I'll tell you what I saw inside. I saw a few Maimonides quoted, but the main place I saw inside who speaks it out very clearly is in the Sefer Chovas Hadar. Chovas Hadar, that's Rav Bloy, Rav Yaakov Yishayo Bloy. The Chovas Hadar itself is actually a Sefer on Mezuzah, but in the back he has a small section, a small kuntras on near Chanukah. So he asks this kasha in Perek Aleph Ha'arim Emdala that why should, if all said and done, he doesn't see why there should be a chilek. And also Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, also in the Kovetz Halachas, also asks this kasha. This is in Perek Vav in Ha'arach of Gimel. And so they say, and it could be others too, even maybe earlier, say that they want to say that the Bach is only talking about the Bracha of Shasa Nisim and maybe Shachiyonu. That the Shliach can't say, because that's Mama Shachiyav on me to give Hodad. The Bracha Lahadlik Ner, that's no different than the Bracha of Albir Chametz. Just like the Shliach can say Albir Chametz when he checks the Chametz. And just like he can say Likbo Mezuzah when he puts a Mezuzah. And he can say Lahafrish Chalim and Yisro, Lahafrish Truma, whatever the Bracha is exactly. Unfortunately, we don't do that now. I mean, at least not with the bracha. We don't separate true with the bracha now. So, we here in Chusaris don't do it all together. And Eretz Yisrael was Sveikus and whatever. So just like a shliach can make those brachas, so he could also, they want to say, he could also make the bracha lahadlik der shel Chanukah. And the Bach never meant to say anything different. When the Bach said that in the Meshem Der Azarua, that if you're not in front of the person, you can't make the brachas, he was referring to Shasa Nisim. Because Shasa Nisim, that's a personal chiyah for me to give Hodah to Hashem. That's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. When I do the mitzvah, I have to thank Hashem for the Nes of Chanukah or the Nisim of Chanukah. That's a personal thing, and that I can't make a shaliach to do it unless I'm there. If I'm in front of him, so again, he could do it just like he can make Abdullah, and I hear Shomei Kohen, but if I'm not there, he can't do anything. That's all the Bach meant, says Rishul Kamenetsky, says the Chavis Adar, and perhaps some others. That's what they meant, that you can't make a bracha, you can't make Shasa Nisim. But Lahalik Ner, you could, and that's really what Rishul Kamenetsky says, Lahalacha. You could, if a shaliach is lighting for you and you're not home, he could say lahadlik ner. But lemaisi says,
he's being motzi you.
But just like he's being motzi you by putting up the mezuzah and by checking for chametz, and he makes a bracha. So but says Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky the sefer there. It says that's what I hold lahalacha. But lemaisi is a shtickle safek. I mean, others didn't learn this way, right? If he had a frayim, explain the Bach not like this, you know, that he means all the brachas you can't say, the Adifrayim and the, what I quote, the Mincha Shlomo, and the Pasha, the reading of the Bach doesn't say this bracha yes, this bracha not. So since the simple reading of the Bach would be not to make the brachas, says Rav Kamenetsky, you know what the better thing to do would be? If a shaliach, if you were asked to light, to be a shaliach for your neighbor, to light the candles at his house because nobody's home, they're all out at a chasna, and he asked, do me a favor, can you light the candles in my house? So what you should do is first light the candles in your own house, make a bracha, and then go right over to his house without interrupting. Don't talk. Have in mind when you light in your house that I'm also going to light in his house, so your bracha goes on both mitzvahs. And then just walk right over to his house and light in his house right away without being mafsik, without talking or, you know, engaging in anything else in between. And this way, the bracha you made in your house will go in the candles in his house as well. That's what Rav Shmuel says the better thing to do. Lemais, if you can't, or if you didn't, or whatever, let's say you call somebody else, I'm sorry, I forgot to ask you, could you light, I'm not home, I'm not going to be home for a long time, could you light the candles in my house? And it says, And he says, yeah, fine. I just finished lighting him. And by me, I'll be happy to go over to you. He says, oh, you finished lighting already? Yeah, and he didn't have your house in mind. He's interrupting. You know, he's already been whatever. And so then, Shmuel paskins, he can say Lahadlik Ner. The Maisa, he can say Lahadlik Ner. And that's where the Chavis, that seems to paskin also. And others, I think Ramesh says this way also, but I didn't look carefully. I didn't look inside now, so I don't want to say it for sure in his name, but I think Ramesh might say this way also. You could take if you want to look in our Chaim Aleph Simin Kuf Tzadi. Okay, now, just want to mention in terms of the bracha, it's a little not so much halachadik, but there's a discussion of like what are we really making what was the mitzvah for? Why did Chazal masakin this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? So, or like, what's the ikar yisod of Chanukah? What are we giving, shevach lahoda over? Chanukah is lahodus lahalal. So, over what specifically? So, you might say, well, that's the Gemara's kash, right? The Gemara is my Chanukah, and then the Gemara Shabbos, right? My Chanukah, and Rashi says there al eiz and neis kavu. On what neis did they kovea this? And then the Gemara goes on to explain the neis of the neiros. But the Maral Miprag, in his Sefer Ner Mitzvah, and it's brought in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, brings it down, at least Bekitzer, in Perek Design 42. He says that it's somewhat unusual that that they would make a whole yontif over a nace that just enabled them to do a mitzvah. Yeah, it's a good thing. It was a big deal. But just the fact that they were able to do a mitzvah, that they found the Pach Shemen, and it lasted for 8 days, so they were able to kaim the mitzvah, the Tara, to make a whole a yuntif and a whole, mitzvah ledoros over that, is an achi of lahodus lahala that is unusual. So he says, at least in the second teretz, the ikur that we kaveh Chanukah for was really for the nitzachon over the Yavanim. The fact that Klal Yisrael was victorious over the Yavanim and able to eradicate them and restore the Avoda to the Beis HaMikdash, and restore Klal Yisrael the ability to fulfill all the mitzvahs. The Yavanim were challenging them in many mitzvahs, in Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Bris Milah, and it was a general assault on, not on our bodies, as we know, but on our ruchnius, on our ability to be Ovid Hashem. So the ikur that they were kaveh Chanukah was the fact that we were menatzeach over the Yavanim. The only thing is, he says that it almost didn't look so much like an ace. Hagama sounds like it was pretty miraculous, miraculous odds. The rabbim biad ma'atim, but things like that could perhaps be misconstrued as some derech hateva. And whatever it is, it could be written off as just we'd use the word miraculous victory, but the way people use it in the vernacular is a miraculous victory, not meaning Yad Hashem, that Hashem made a nes against the teva. It's teva. It's just it was against the odds, but it doesn't mean it was necessarily a shini hateva. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu made the nes of, says the Maral, he made the nes of the Ner Chanukah, the Pach Shemen, last 8 days, to make us aware that no, there are miraculous things going on here. That just like that, there's no way you could call that teva. The fact that the amount of oil that typically burns down in one night lasted for eight nights is, there's no way that you could misconstrue that. And no, everyone's, that's definitely a shinui hateva. Because the teva is, you light a certain amount of oil, you know from experience, based on the thickness of the wick and the amount of oil, you know exactly or fairly close how long it's going to burn. Even if the wind doesn't blow it out, the most it could possibly burn is X number of hours, and it burned instead for 8 times the amount. There's no way anybody could deny that was a nes, that was a shinui hateva. And that's what was meant to raise our awareness and bring to our attention that the whole matzav, the whole melchama, and the whole events that surround the Chanukah was nisim. So when we say the bracha by that lacha, she'asi nisim l'avaseinu, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, is not just going on that nes. We're not talking about the nes of the Pach Shemen alone. We're talking about the nes of the nitzachon over the fact that the melchama was a nes, and we were able to restore the avoda, and that's what we're giving Shevach Avoda. And it's important. Shlomo Zalman says it's important to think about that when you do the mitzvah, to be properly focused on that. You know, that's what the chiyuv of Halal Hoda is over, or at least, you know, that's a major part of it. Okay, this is shaila, even though you're by we know that Hanukkah is, as we say, the ikur is lahodus lahalel. So there's a shaila whether even women are chayiv in halal. We said before women are chayiv in ner Hanukkah, but normally by halal, the rest of the year women are pata from halal, with the exception of at the Pesach Seder. At the Pesach Seder they have to see halal, but shalosh regalim, for example, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos in the morning. During the day, women aren't chayiv to say halal. They could say halal, but they're not chayiv in halal. Or Rosh Chodesh, which is even by, you know, by men is a minute. Women do not have to say halal.
If they do say halal, do they need to say beracha?
Well, for B'nai Ashkenaz, yes. Ashkenaz women say halal, they would say with the bracha. B'nai Sfarad have to consult with their Sfaradish HaChacham whether they should say, because in general there's a difference of opinion between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, a difference of practice, I should say, whether or not a woman who does a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, which is not chayivin, but she does it anyway, could she make a bracha? Because the mitzvah chalok is Rishonim, and the Ashkenazic practice is following Rishonim that she could, and she can say asher kedushanu b'mitzvah savis sivanu, even though she doesn't have to do it as an individual, but Klal Yisrael was mitzvah this mitzvah, and she's doing this mitzvah, and she's able to fulfill the mitzvah, she's allowed to make the bracha. But Sfaradim typically follow the minhag not to make the bracha. Yeah, that could be one example. Right? So, okay. So, but by Hanukkah, there are those that say women are mamash chayavos. That it's because since the essence of the day is lahodus lahalel, and therefore, and women are chayiv in the mitzvahs of Hanukkah. So some say the chayiv in this as well. This is a shaila in the Achronim. The Stechemin talks about this. The mashmos of the Rambam is not this. Is that women are not chayiv, that they're putter just as they are by other Yom Tovim. But Shatz and Nidim is certainly a dover roi for a woman to say. It's always a good idea, but certainly on Hanukkah. Now, okay, so I just want to talk about, a few more minutes to talk about one more Shaila in Hilchas Hanukkah, which touches on also brachas. I mean, our general topic is brachas, so it's not terrible if we veer it anyway, but l'maisa has to do with the brachas of the Hanukkah. And that's the following. We know that when you light the candles or the oil, it has to be able to last for half an hour, right? Minimally half an hour. Why half an hour? So it's based on the Gemara, because the Gemara says that the mitzvah is mishitich l'regel m'nashok, or mishitishka chama, rather, ad shitich l'regel m'nashok. And the shear of a half hour from shkia zachama till ad shitich l'regel m'nashok. But there's a shail in the Gemara of whether that's the zman, that's the only zman you could do with it, or no, you could do, and if you miss that zman, once it's past Tichah Regel Mashuk, you can't do the mitzvah at all. Or no, that's for the shear. The shear of how long the candles last is Mishatishka Chamat Asher Tichah Regel Mashuk. But you can do the mitzvah later, but that's the shear. So it's a shaila whether that shear is mamish ma'akev, that shear is absolutely essential to the mitzvah or not. So of course, when we light, we make sure, even if whether we're lighting during that half hour or we're lighting later, we always have a half hour worth of oil. And even if, and the mice, the way we do it now, it's a big shaila. What is this man, right? Is this man shkia, meaning the first shkia when sunset, or does it mean what they call sofa shkia, which is really about tzeis kachavim? Big shaila. When is the right time to light? So the mice, even those who light earlier than tzeis kachavim, then when it gets dark, are careful to put in enough oil, or to use large enough candles that it will last till at least a half hour after dark. It was most nogea Friday afternoon, when everybody has to light early. You can't light lefi the way we are noeg for Doros. We're noeg not to do any malacha after the first shkia. First shkia means sunset, what we call sunset. Once the sunset, that's it. No malacha on Friday afternoon, even a little bit before sunset. But so you have to light even Hanukkah candles. You can't light later. You must be lit before shkia sechama.
Period of time where people are traveling from the shuk.
Right. In other words, is it that you could only light during that half hour, right? But if you lit even 5 minutes before that half hour is over, you're fine. Just make sure you light within that half hour. After that half hour, you can't do the mitzvah. Or no, you could do the mitzvah much later, and that shear is telling you how long the candles have to burn. The shear of Mishatishka Chama, Shetech Rav Shuk, that's how long the candles have to last whenever you light. You can light 2 hours later also.
It's not 30 minutes. It's much longer.
No, it's 30 minutes. That shear is because that shear is Mishatishka Chama, Shetech is Chatzi Shah. Yes. So the question is, though, does it mean that, is that the only half hour window that you have to light? But you don't have to light for a half hour. It doesn't have to last a half hour. You have to light within that half hour. If you hop around the last 2 minutes, you're good. Or no, you have to light candles that'll last a half hour whenever you do it.
It doesn't make sense like that on the last one, because the Gemara said you have to light it when people come home from the show.
Right, but okay, but let's say if you missed it, does it mean b'di'evad there's no mitzvah at all? You know, when I mean l'maisa, we do light even in Eretz Yisrael where they light outside, but l'maisa they light later than that's man still if necessary. That's the l'chadchilas man, but according to the other side, that's l'chadchilas man, but it's not likuva. But the shear is likuva.
According to all 30 minutes from Shkia, so from the first Shkia?
I'm saying that's the Shailah. Not everyone agrees on Shkia.
Okay.
So that's the Shailah saying. Is it 30 minutes? And even if you light 2 hours after dark, light 30 minutes? Or is it only during that Zman? Right, so. Yeah, okay. So we definitely summit to light after that Zman, but the candles have to last 30 minutes. So when you light on Friday afternoon, certainly you have to light, you have to put in enough oil or use big enough candles that will last till a half an hour after Tzeisuk HaChavim. So let's say, for example, let's say in Miami even we'll call Tzeisuk HaChavim 40 minutes after Shkia, let's say. So you're lighting before Shkia, you're lighting, let's say, 5 minutes before Shkia, not later than that. 10 minutes. Let's say 10 minutes before, so you don't have to run to shul with. Well, you probably daven mincha earlier. You may have. It's good too. On erev Shabbos Chanukah, it's good to daven mincha earlier. So, so let's say you light 10 minutes before shkia. So they have to last 10 minutes till shkia is 10 plus 40 till tseis is 50 plus a half hour, so like 80 minutes, and better a little bit longer even. But let's say at least about 80 minutes, 80, 90 minutes at least. And if you light a little earlier, then, you know, so it's because you want them to last like half an hour after it says. So the question is, what happens with the evid if a person, any night, person didn't put enough oil, and he lit and they went out without no special winds or anything. They just went, they burnt out. All the oil's used up, less than 30 minutes. Or he didn't realize, he thought there was enough oil in the cup when he lit. And right, let's say after he lit, 2 minutes later, he sees, look, 1 second, I didn't realize, I forgot to refill it. There was some oil left over from the previous night, and I just lit without thinking, and but it's not going to last a half hour. There's no way there's enough oil. So what is the din? Do you light again? What's the story with the bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch says that... if you lit where there wasn't enough oil there, and then you add oil, just add oil to the cup, then he says, Yesh Misha Omer, that you're not Yotze. You're not Yotze the mitzvah. So what would you have to do? You would have to put out the candle, rather, refill it, and light again. Because we hold that Hadlaka Osa mitzvah, the act of lighting is the mitzvah, right? The act of lighting. So you have to do the act of lighting on a half hour worth of Shemit. And if you do the act of lighting on less than half hour Shemen, we're choshesh at least, you're not Yotze. Now I say, well, choshesh, you might be Yotze, because if there's nothing particular about a half hour, just that, you know, it's just that the half hour was given for this man during which to light, but we'll say that nowadays, for sure, in America, where we light indoors, you could light later, but maybe you don't, and maybe it doesn't have to be a half hour even. Because if the half hour of the Gemara was only meant to be the Zman to light, but not meaning to be the shear. So even if you lit enough oil that could only last 10 minutes, maybe that's good enough. So halacha lamai, so that's what you do. You put out the candles, you relight without a bracha. You do not repeat the bracha, even though you have to put out the candle, add oil, light again with the greater amount of oil, but you do not repeat the bracha because you may have been yotze with that first thing. Now, of course, if this happens Friday night and you realize after Shabbos came in, of course you can't do anything about it. You can't put it out and relight it. Then but it took me on a regular night. A regular night, the dimmer you put it out and you relight it.
What if you might have had enough oil to last for 30 minutes? You just wanted to be extra careful, so you wanted to add a little bit more oil, like. It probably might have lasted, or
but you'll never know for sure if it goes out. You'll never know for sure that way.
So I'm saying, if you added more, it's better. You should
better this. Just watch it. You don't gain anything by adding oil, because if it was too little, adding it doesn't help. Right. And if it's enough, it's enough. So just watch it. See when it goes out. If it goes out for 30 minutes, just now refill it and light again. But if you add in the middle, you gain nothing, and you won't be able to check if you. Okay. The other Shiloh post is, though, let's say one lit without any oil at all. Now, when I first saw this in a sefer, I said, silly. I mean, you know, I sort of didn't pay attention. And remember that year, somebody calls me up and he said, I lit the candles. I forgot to put oil in things. I just had the wick and I lit the wick. And I said to myself, never disregard a halakha in the sefer. You know, I looked it in the sefer and I said, next, you know. And it's mamash, somebody called me up with that shayla. So what do you do if there was no oil at all in the thing? So the Kaf HaChaim brings from the sefer Ruach Chaim that it depends. If the oil was in front of you, the pach shemen was there, and you just forgot to fill the candles, then you just fill them and light and don't make a bracha. Because the oil was there, so it's like you made the bracha over it already. But in the Sefer Moed Yeshurin quotes from Moshe Feinstein that he disagreed, and he said no, because even the oil in the bottle, in the oil, is not roi for a bracha. It's not roi. It's not roi. There's no wick in it. It's not in there. So according to what he quotes from Moshe, he said that in any case, that case you would have to you put it out and relight and make a bracha. If there's no oil at all, then you didn't light it. You didn't light it at all. You didn't light a candle. So you. You would not be yotzi even with the brachas, and you would have to be chozim mavarach. Okay, we'll hold it here. Fair Chanukah, everyone. And,